biggest when they get better, then they can move down to the other place. But they never get better. They're still there. He died. They got a lot of snow, about a foot and a half of snow already. It was somewhere around maybe December. But whoever they tell me that they said it's not Christmas yet, might be in December. He died. So they held him there. They're going to hold him there for 3 nights. On the third day, they're going to bring him down to the bottom and then bury him. He's dead. He make a coffin out of the box. When they finish the coffin, then they put him in the coffin and they cover him with the white rag and cover his head. And they lay there. The cabin was the lawn. That's in the other end, in the corner, that's where they lay. And the people, they cook in one end and they eat there, and the rest of them after eat, they be sitting there. And that night, about middle night, somewhere around there, and all the Indians, because it's cold, there's not many, just a few. They're all in the house. And one of them, he said, look at that. And they all look, pick it up, and they throw that white blanket, throw them that way, and they get up. And they sat in the box. Then they looked around. Supposed to be the dead man. Get up, come alive. For a little while, everybody just looked. Nobody said nothing. They all scared. And he said, all right, my people, anybody could come, any one of you, or more, whatever they could come, raise his left hand like that. Somebody come and shake hand with me. And he hold him that way, while they were sitting in the box. And nobody went. Again, he said, anybody, any of you could come, one or two or more, shake hand with me. Nobody get up, nobody, they wouldn't shake hand with him. 3 times it called. They don't, nobody come. He said, all right, good thing for you people not to come. If anybody come and shake hand with me, and that's going to be my people, they got to go with me. I'm down in where Steen is. I was sent back to tell this, what I have done in my time, for the people to know. But he don't see I'm going to die again. He never did see. So he said, now listen, let me tell you what I have done. Nobody know. I know that for sure, he said. He said, I killed 4 persons, 2 white men, 1 Indian, 1 Chinaman. I killed them and threw them in Thompson River. And the gold they got, I took them all, threw the same in each one. And I had all their gold, that's why I got money. That's why I increased my ranch. And that's what I have done in my life. And that is why God says not to kill nobody. Should not kill a person. But I did. I killed 4. And that is why. By now I was down shit the Steen. Because that Steen's way. He liked it that way. He liked me that way. That's where I was. I come alive just to tell you, just the people should know. That's what I come alive with. They never say I'm going to die again. So the people find that out. And whoever they tell me about that, he's there. He listened. But he's only young. He said he's about 16 at that time, or maybe 14 only. He wasn't sure, but he's just a young man. Just a young, not man yet, but it's a big boy. He said maybe 14 or maybe 16. And he listened, he seen him talking. When they finish talking and they get up, step over the box, and they got only underwear. The underwear pants and underwear shirt, no shoes. And they walk out. Snow is about that high outside, cold. The way they say the weather was could be a zero. It's kind of cold. And they walk to the barn, a couple hundred yards to the barn from the house. And while he was sick before he died, and he says to their friend, my horse, that's the best horse I got, it was a black horse. Keep him in the barn all the time. But you can ride him any time, any day you ride him, but keep him in the barn and feed him hay. Keep him in the barn. Don't let him, don't turn him loose. But they don't say he need him. But that's the way they want him. But they didn't know. But anyway, this horse is in the barn. He knows. They went out and walked there, took the saddle and put the saddle on him, and took bridle and put the bridle on him, laid him out and get on that horse, and away he goes. And the road from the barn, it seems to go by at the house, kind of close to the house. And they could hurt the horse running by the house and down the bottom. That's the last they heard him went that way. Well, that was him. They think, but they wasn't sure because they don't see. In the morning, they sent the boys out. But look, they said the horse is not there, and the saddle not there, the bridle not there. They look at the track, this is why they run. And they follow the tracks, and the level place, but they soon they went down to a steep hill. Not too far, but they make a trail himself there. The trail was zigzag. And instead a horse follow that zigzag trail, they go straight down. He slide on the snow half of the time, but they never fall. And they get over the lot of snow and they come in the bottom land. Then they have to run about a mile and a half or something like that to come to the other home, the other house, a hitch. And they stop at the door. And the door may not lock, nobody knew. And they stop. They must have stopped and undoed the saddle, and they must have pushed the saddle over that way. From where they stand and undo the leather coat. And they pushed the saddle that way. And the saddle fall and it kind of upside down. Then they turned to take the bridle off and throw him there. And the horse run. And they opened the door and go in and closed the door and locked the door after they get in. And they go to the other end and they pick up a gun, it's laying there on the wall. And he must know they had the shells in them. Or they must know where the shell was. And they put shell in the bar and come back to the door. And stand right by the door there, and then they put the gun right there. And then they push the trigger down there with his thumb. And they blow right through the head. And they drop. And he's poor. Sick long time, they're pretty poor. But there's a lot of blood. Where did that blood come from? They lose about 2 gallons of blood, but he's poor. Where that blood was when he was alive. And the blood ran out by the door, it opened a little bit, you know. They ran out just a little, and then they froze there. When the people come to the door, as soon as they come, they could see the blood just coming out, and they froze. Try the door, it's locked. Then they have to open the window to come in. He's laying there dead, shot himself. He died at the second time. And then he opened the door, and then he must keep him somehow, they bring the box, they pack the box down and put him back in the box. Maybe the next day, anyway, they bury him there. That's Tapula. See, that's the way he was. He died, but he come alive, and they mention what he had done. That's why they go to to Stin. His soul go to Stin. Mm-hmm. Because God says, whenever somebody killed the other person, when he died, he can go to Sin's place, to Stin's place. Mm-hmm. So he did, he says so, he mentioned that to the people. He says that's the stories. The priest tell that stories, not that. Priest is telling lie, but he's not telling lie, that's true. Mm-hmm. It was true, that's the way I was now, to tell you, so you'll know and tell the rest of them and keep telling them. So the people will know that what happens with me from now on, long time from now on. None, right the day, there's not many, I don't think anybody knew that, but I do. Maybe some people over there in Lytton, in Spentis Bridge, in that area, they might know that. Mm-hmm. But people this way, they don't know anything about it.
No. That's a good story.
Yeah. Huh.